Nine Inch Nails is the group name for Trent Reznor and a shifting array of musicians. Reznor's previous release, The Downward Spiral, in 1994, set a new standard in high-volume hard rock. Rock critic Ken Tucker says that Nine Inch Nails' new double CD, The Fragile, is an ambitious work that won't disappoint fans and may impress hard rock skeptics.
Contrary to the chorus of the title song on The Fragile, Trent Reznor's music is all about letting things fall apart. Relationships, alliances, sanity. This is the bread and butter of loud rock and roll, music whose primary audience is adolescents who are undergoing extremes of emotion and who crave extreme soundtracks to accompany them through their turbulent lives. Trent Reznor may be 34 years old, but he seems to have no trouble slipping into the teen mindset to punch out a steel fist of a song. A typical Nine Inch Nails composition builds slowly, quietly at first. It takes its time, gradually increasing in volume to often ear-cracking intensity. The lyrics tend to be simple rants. That song I just played is constructed around the catchy chorus, "This is what it feels like to be wretched." On another track called Into the Void, Reznor talks about, quote, "trying to save myself, but myself keeps slipping away." It's this idea of the alienated self that his audience responds to most intensely, and it extends even to what might be considered a love song called We're In This Together. Reznor's music is bluntly effective, even if his lyrics don't quite scan. Sorry, but I think it's pretty funny when he bellows about, quote, "watching fate as it flows down the path we have chose." It's chosen, Trent. Chosen. Some of you post-adolescent listeners won't be surprised if I tell you that Reznor has been heavily influenced by groups like Kiss and Pink Floyd. The Fragile is, in a way, Reznor's version of Pink Floyd's The Wall. Reznor even employed veteran hard rock producer Bob Ezrin to rough up the final versions of a number of songs here. The result is a strong, sure, if occasionally silly piece of work, grandly ambitious, foolhardy, and vastly entertaining. Let's hope it also helps a lot of teenagers through the dark nights of their souls.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.